Why do you assert your county's right-wing culture is a public health hazard?
The right wing is the place where the conspiracy theories and misinformation reside. There's also a resistance to belief in science and data and facts. Take some of the conspiracies that are floating around that are keeping people from getting the vaccinations. We have churches that are hosting presentations with people who speak, who have been charged with fraud and deception, or gotten cease and desist orders for spreading misinformation about COVID. All those beliefs are concentrated in the area's right-wing population. We have an extraordinarily low vaccination rate here, which is now endangering everyone because the more transmissible and more harmful variant, the Delta variant, is now circulating here as our dominant form of the virus.
You write that we're told the vaccines will be our way out of the pandemic, but also that people who won't get vaccinated are continuing to act as if everything is normal again. With only 40% of qualified residents vaccinated, Mesa County Public Health issued an alert this month warning about the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. Why are kids particularly at risk?
Kids down to 12 are approved by the FDA and the CDC. Without masking, social distancing, there is still a hazard to those kids that they will get the virus. When they get it, they could transmit it to parents or grandparents, anyone else who isn't vaccinated. So, but kids can also get quite sick from this. We had our first pediatric death from COVID-19 here in the Valley a month or so ago. A 15-year-old got it and died from it. And kids are also getting this inflammatory disorder from COVID-19. That is something that has been happening increasingly all over the country as the virus is becoming more concentrated in the younger population.
And the CDPHE reported the age group with the most infections over the previous 2 weeks was young people, ages 10 to 19. When the Mesa County Commissioners proceeded with their Free to Choose initiative, part of their reasoning was that hospital bed capacity was no longer an issue. But in May, you write, St. Mary's and Community Hospital both turned away patients again. 88% of hospitalized patients in Mesa County were unvaccinated so far this year. What's the capacity issue looking like more recently?
The newspaper reported that both the hospitals and the intensive care unit beds are 95% full. One of our hospitals, the hospital in Fruita, they're on divert, which means they aren't taking any more patients, and that's because they're full up. The hospitals have said that the burden of the unvaccinated people who are getting COVID is causing them to have a higher than usual census. This is in addition to the usual accidents and injuries that happen around this time of year from rafting, motorcycling, bicycling, being outside, fireworks, those kinds of things. It's becoming more and more frequent that they're going into this divert mode. It means don't bring any ambulances with people to us. We are full. And so that affects the rest of the population who may need emergency services. So we're in a pretty precarious position here in Mesa County.
Finally, you write, quote, Mesa County's far right-wing culture and track record of people in office who rely on misinformation and hoaxes was something we could laugh off and joke about, but not anymore. Now it's a deadly serious matter. Is there any avenue you see for facts to play a bigger role in public health and government policies in Mesa County?
I see that things are changing here, but very, very slowly as we get people moving in from other areas. But an interesting thing has been happening. A group has been attending county commissioner meetings. This is a very, very far right-wing group. They're demanding that the commissioners issue a proclamation that we're a constitutional county and that they won't obey state and federal laws. These are anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers. They've appeared several times before the commissioners, making threats, both overt and more veiled threats against the county. If the county commissioners don't do what they say, commissioners are trying to explain to these folks that they don't represent everybody in the county, that 95% of the hospital beds are full, and what are they going to do if one of their relatives needs a hospital bed and has to drive to Denver because of it? And I think there's a hope in that. County commissioners may end up doing more of the right thing, even though they did have a hand in creating the situation we're in now.